Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. E! Always ready.
You like doing that.
Always ready.
You're always ready to go.
We're at Cheeky's in South Philly on Packer Ave, our Monday home during Eagle season. Coming up at 6, the Brandon Graham Show. BG will be here and join me and Elliot Shore Parks for an hour. And then the Players Lounge with IQ Douglas, Elliot, and special guest this week, Cooper DeGene.
You're just interrogating BG for an hour?
Before Jack gets into his game balls.
Thank you.
Yep.
You sometimes forget, I know I do, how many Philadelphia fans are in this area, man. Nights like last night.
Oh, right.
It reminds me, like, my goodness.
How many people there
yes.
are.
Yes.
Well.
Yes.
To me, the biggest difference between Philly and the other places I've lived, New York area, Chicago, L.A., mm-hmm. is that here, there's fewer people here than those places, but here, everybody cares.
Yep.
It's not like some people care about sports or, you know, Chicago and New York, one likes this baseball team, the other one likes that right. baseball team. Here, it is a way of life and part of how we live in a way that I think it's really only Boston is the only other city that's like this.
I'm thinking, what other city, after winning the conference title game, takes to the streets like we do, man?
Like a parade.
Just give us the reason.
I was literally sitting at home amazed at this. Like, we didn't even win the Super Bowl yet, and look at what we're doing. Like, this is, man, it's a, you're right. When these teams in this city get to this point, the community effect of everybody supporting the team, man, it's like no other. And with this team, no offense, Jack, with this team, it's everybody.
Yeah.
It's everybody. It is literally everybody, man.
I'm so used to how it is here that when I was working in New York, I would walk down streets, and I figured I would just see lots of people wearing Yankees gear and
right.
Giants gear. You can walk for blocks and not see one. You can't walk 5 feet in Philadelphia without seeing somebody
my goodness.
With Eagles gear on.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
My goodness.
We are definitely everyone here is a lunatic. Yeah. It's a total lunatic.
So I had Tori ask
it's
me.
It's awesome.
Tori Smith asked me yesterday off the air. We was catching up, and he's asking me about doing this and radio, and he's like, you never want to leave or, you know, going into something. I said, brother, when you got it this good, where are you going? I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Like I don't have that aspiration of being on NFL Network or going this place or going that place. I'm like, this is where I'm the man at here. Like, this, what better place to be than right here in Philadelphia, man?
It's like no
it's
other
crazy,
place.
It's crazy, man. It's It's amazing.
And when you get to work with two absolute clowns, it just really
imagine how good it's going to be for you when they finally free you from us.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
All right, let's get to
Fritzy.
Let's get to the best part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five beautiful five.
Oh, the crowd's cheering. Yep. They know what time it is.
Yeah.
Also puts a lot of pressure on you.
Yeah.
Nah, I feel no pressure. I do this in my sleep.
Yeah, let's hear it for Fritz.
Yeah. Nah. So, I'm going to give one honorable mention ball.
Feels like cheating.
Well, it is a little bit like cheating.
Okay.
I want to give an honorary ball to Will Shipley. He forced the fumble.
Yep.
He got caught. He got caught in the 70-yarder, and he got his first touchdown.
Yep.
Exciting whites, man.
Yep. For the culture.
He's joining the group. He's in.
Yep.
Making plays out there.
We have three of them now.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. We got so many.
Well, Brent Covey, too.
Nah.
Y'all hating, man.
He's not even on the active roster.
Is he going to be back for the Super Bowl?
He led the league in punt return yardage last year.
He did? Well, was it net yardage?
Was that 2 years?
No, he was good last year.
Okay.
Yeah. My fifth game ball is going to, I know Spike loves when I do this, the combination of Dickerson and Juergens. But it matters, Spike, because they're together. Dickerson got the first half, and then Juergens took the second half. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've never seen... What? We're just in the middle of this?
What are we doing?
You would think that the professionals on this show would realize that we're back from segments.
Well,
do this in the midday show.
Yeah.
This is... All right. Might as well wait. Classic.
Yeah.
Just trying to do a program
here. It is wild in here right now.
I understood midday Chuck doing it. But
Chuck from Mount Airy and Yoshi leading the fight song charge.
We were just...
And Chickies.
Sorry, I was completely distracted by that. That's on me. I would have gotten mad if you did that while I was talking, so I apologize.
Start over.
Dickerson and Juergens.
They deserve it. They deserve it.
They do. I think this is a legitimate give a one game ball because they occupied the same position on the field.
Each for one half.
Landon Dickerson playing center while he couldn't even walk on the sideline. Center, by the way, where you have to bend over and then stand up. And then stop a, 300-pound guy from running you over, and he couldn't even stand up, was unreal. And I keep going back to the fact that Cam Juergens, it must have been pretty bad for him to not start the game. And then to find a way with a back injury to get in there and be good enough to have the second half that they had. It was just like the toughness that those guys showed and the dedication that they had to the team, like the team aspect of that was incredible to me. I loved watching that.
Men were men.
I did.
The fourth game ball I'm giving to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown, heading into yesterday, had only one game in his playoff career as an Eagle, over 30 yards receiving, which is crazy given how good of a player he is. And, I mean, he was A.J. Brown yesterday. He looked fast again, which is good, because I thought the last couple weeks he struggled to get away from some cornerbacks. And, I mean, yesterday he just went off. So, A.J. Brown.
What was his final line?
96 yards?
Okay.
Yeah. Nine catches, right, or six?
I thought it was eight for 96. But regardless.
Yep.
He was good. Third game ball given to Zach Bond. Feels like he's on this every week. Teflon Bond. Forced fumble yesterday, yet again. Early in the game. Flipped the game early.
Are we giving that forced fumble to him?
He punched it out. The peanut punch.
I saw another replay of that. It looked like Coop might have
Cooper.
Knocked, well, yeah. Like Cooper knocked that out.
At 7 o'clock, I guarantee you're going to say Coop had the fourth fumble.
Damn right I am.
Wait, was that the one that
it was early
Blankenship?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So we had Coop knock it out, Blankenship pick it up.
I was tweeting the exciting rights yesterday.
Bond, we get a half for Bond, or I don't know what Bond's deal is.
Don't go down there.
Okay.
There we go.
Sorry. Okay.
There we go.
I get the point, man.
Okay.
The second game ball goes to Saquon, of course. Saquon, he was obviously great running the ball yesterday. The one time I didn't take him for three touchdowns, he scored it, per usual.
Seriously.
And he went down at the
one. I had him last week for three, and he didn't get the three.
And he went down at the one after a big run.
Again.
He does that once a game. And that's how Jalen gets all the quote-unquote rush touchdowns.
Was that the one where we had all the tush pushes?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Okay. That play.
It could have saved Cam Juergens back if he just got in the end zone.
Poor Cam Juergens has that, what was his name? What's the guy's name?
Frankie Louvu
jumping on his back 10 times.
Yeah.
What an insult.
But I thought Saquon had, and this is because I'm a football guy, I thought he had some really good blitz pickups yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know the one on the fourth and five, he was holding him, Frankie Louvu.
Hey,
but who cares?
Only if they call it.
So I thought Saquon actually, from a blocking standpoint, I thought that was actually an important part of the offense yesterday.
It was, and I don't think he's been so-so as a blocker, I would say, this year. But I thought that was his best game as a blocker.
And Boomer really said that. Remember when we had Boomer on after they got him? They said that he wasn't a very good pass blocker. So it was good to see yesterday. But number one, obviously, is QB1. So take that. You're going to give him credit, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he was great yesterday. Hit the breaking news sounder.
Jalen Hurts,
yeah,
yes.
Dominated yesterday. Yes. If he does it in 2 weeks, guess what? You have all your top five lists all you want.
What does that mean? You're going to quit? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll give it up.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Maybe. For a week. Listen, if he does that in another big game, the second Super Bowl of a dominating performance.
Doesn't just win, but you mean dominating.
It's pretty hard.
You know what I'm going to sit back and watch? I'm sitting back and watch which one of you bail first.
Which way?
Well, to where you start giving Jalen credit.
Well, I've already started giving him credit for that. I have.
I know.
Yeah.
But you're not a Jalen fan.
Okay. You got me on that one. I'm an Eagles fan.
Yes. Yes, of course you're an Eagles fan.
You know,
yes.
You know the other thing with him is, and this is I always compare him to Ben, he's so hard to know as like a...
Sure, yes.
As like a personality.
Yeah, he doesn't seem human.
When I hear Saquon talking, I feel like I know who that guy is.
Right.
When I hear AJ talking, I feel like I know who that guy is. When I hear Jalen talking, I feel like he's a person, obviously, but I don't get anything from that.
No.
It's hard to connect emotionally, I feel like, sometimes when somebody is like that.
Yeah.
And it makes it even more difficult.
I think it's by design.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think it's by design. I think he has a shield up that it allows him to operate that way and be comfortable. So it almost prepares you for when negativity comes.
What did you think of the outfit showing up yesterday?
Ooh! Listen, I called him Nino Brown, New Jack City.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He had the beret on.
Backwards Kango.
Yeah, backwards Kango. I like the black and tan, brownish kind of color there. I like that. He had the jacket in his hand, so I knew it was a suit jacket. Yeah, I was good with the fit.
Okay.
Now, listen, nobody comes sharper than Devontae. Smitty comes sharp every week.
Oh, does he? I feel like I don't see his photos so much.
Yeah, Smitty, he's in a suit just about every week.
See, I like what AJ shows up in, because he shows up in a Honda.
A Honda,
like you.
And do you think he went to there and said, hey, tell him Fritz sent you?
I don't think he showed up in a Honda yesterday. He showed up in that Honda with that book and got one catch.
It was
one catch that game.
To be clear, it was the book's fault that time.
Yeah.
The car's great.
This hour is brought to you by God Adorned Window. Take advantage of God Adorned Window's big winter sale. Get 40% off through January, all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Do we give Andrew another chance?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to give him another
chance. Shout out to all the alumni that came yesterday, too. A lot of guys here yesterday.
Oh, who was there?
So, I saw Chris Long. I saw Bo Allen.
I saw Bo Allen. Like Bo Allen's been there a lot more lately.
Yep.
They're just Eagles
Fletch
fans
has been
now.
Back.
Yeah.
Freaking Pete Davidson's there again. I know he's not alumni. What is the deal with Pete Davidson?
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
It's an odd one. I agree.
If Fletch was there, Torrey was there.
Yep.
Bradley Cooper was there. Folesy was there.
B. West.
The Foles.
Trot. Yep. Trot was there, obviously.
Yep.
Big Trot. I saw Freddie Mitchell was in the building yesterday.
Nice.
4th and 26 in there yesterday.
Nice.
We're booing Freddie Mitchell? All right.
Some wounds never heals.
Yep. Okay, Andrew, you're on WIP.
Hey, can y'all finally hear me?
Yes.
Oh, you sound much better.
Yes. That was on you, buddy, not on us with the finally.
All right. So what I was going to ask Fritz is, was Fritz at the Hard Rock on Saturday with his Commanders fans? I don't know.
I was. I told him to go there.
I figured that. But I'm going to tell you guys, I told you so. I mean, I've been feeling soupy since I don't even know when. I told you guys that a while ago.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Nolan Smith, Saquon.
Oh, this is where we just name all the players.
Name them all, yeah.
Well, right. Okay. Well,
Jalen Carter.
I've had my take on Nolan Smith for a while, that he's going to do great things, and he has done great things.
Yeah.
And
why have we heard that take?
So, Jalen Hurts, one of the most efficient QBs in the league. I'll throw some stats at you so you guys can think about it.
Oh, thank God.
Great.
Since the Tampa game, he's had a 29-4 touchdown to turnover ratio and 69.1% completion percentage. And he's had one loss since he played, which is the Tampa game, that he's fully played. He's made adjustments on the last three Saquon runs. So what do you guys want him to do? What else?
Okay.
Do that again.
You're right. Just play how he played yesterday more often.
All right. And he will. He can do that. He usually plays pretty efficient.
That's great.
So
okay.
I'll make you a bet. If we win the Super Bowl, you guys cannot slander Jalen Hurts until our next regular season loss. Deal?
Ooh.
Yes.
That's a long time.
I'm not. Okay, what if he loses? Okay, a bet usually involves, like, what happens if he loses? What do you have to do?
My five critiques of Jalen Hurts.
No. What a loss for everyone. We lose the Super Bowl and then another list from you?
I cannot talk great about Jalen Hurts until we make the postseason next season.
You have to get a tattoo of my face on your forehead.
Well, I don't need to do tattoos, but I'll do something. You guys figure it out.
Okay, all right, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
And hopefully we don't have to come up with propositions because hopefully he plays well and hopefully they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I want him to win the Super Bowl. Why am I going to bet against them winning the Super Bowl? I don't want to do that. AJ in Canada. You're on WIP. What's up, AJ?
Canada.
That's what it says.
From the 6th.
AJ?
Yes, sir. From the 6th. Thank you.
Wow.
I appreciate you guys having me on. Sorry if there's a little bit of background noise. I just want to say, man, you guys have been giving Jalen Hurts a lot of flack for the last little while, but I'll tell you something. He is killing it. Guaranteed one of the top 5 to 6 quarterbacks that will actually take you to the playoffs and win. Doesn't matter if he's not getting the stats and all the fancy stuff, but he is killing it. And I came down for the NFC Championship game yesterday. Broad Street knows how to party. You guys have an amazing vibe. And you know what? Howie Roseman killed it in the last couple of seasons with his drafting, especially on the defensive side.
Yep. All right. Look, it took a while, but we started to get a little more I told you so's.
Yep. Did take a few hours.
Yeah, which is fine.
Yeah, they've earned it.
Totally.
They've earned it.
I knew what today was going to be.
Yeah. Well, you've been up since 4 a.m.
You stayed up since 4 o'clock.
Preparing for it.
Yeah, I did. I did. Tossing and turning.
What I need a heart rate monitor and a lie detector on Jack for the entire Super Bowl. I want to sit there with him with the lie detector on him and the heart rate monitor.
I don't think you will like the results.
Really? Oh, that Super Bowl is going to be nuts.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, it's going to be nuts. We got to win this thing.
Yes.
Man.
We have to win this thing.
That sounds like a topic. Do the Eagles have to win this?
Is it a must win or can't lose?
But they do. Like, there's so much. It's like, again, we don't know how much longer Lane's going to play here.
Yeah.
We don't know how much we're going to get a year like Saquon has had. Yep. Vic Fangio is older. I mean, hopefully he's here for the next 4 years, but yep. I would like to at least get one out of the way.
Yeah.
And by the way, Vic Fangio has never won a Super Bowl. Like, this guy's been in football for so long. Like,
he's never even been on the staff.
Him finally being able to get it done as like a defensive
that
quarterback.
Trophy.
Yeah, that's special. I just
relative health as well.
Yeah, and we know what the record is with teams who make the Super Bowl and lose the following year. So until that changes, I guess you got to chalk up that to next year. Like, they have to get it done.
And next year we have more road games and we're going to have a tougher schedule.
Yes.
So we know the opponents already, but we know the scheduling is also set up of when you play them, how many games on the road consecutive that you have. So we only get 8 home games next year, and we get 9 road games.
Well, luckily, this year we really only had 8 home games, right? Because Brazil was a home game.
Right.
So it was a fake home
game.
But
they charged us, yes.
Right, with a home game.
Yes.
God, we really got screwed in that one, to be honest with you.
Well, but then we got an extra home game in the playoffs.
We did.
Yeah.
By accident, but we definitely got it. 215-592-9494. Big V and Mount Laurel, you're on WIP. What's up, Big V?
Oh, listen. Since I'm not going to say what you think I'm going to say, since Spike, you admitted that Jalen did well. Fritz is still a little bit on the fence, but you know what? We've got time. A Super Bowl, I think, you know, he'll change his mind about it. But, man, wasn't that a great game Sunday?
Amazing.
All I got to say is this. Victory! How's that, Ike?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Good for something, I guess.
I can use with that.
Buzz?
Evangeline is in the studio again.
He must be drinking that Ike juice.
Seriously, Buzz, what are you guys
doing?
This guy was cursing me out off the air here.
Big V was?
No, another caller.
Ah,
look,
nice.
Guys, have a great day.
Sounds like Truck Horn Jerry.
All right, Big V.
Oh, it's definitely Truck Horn Jerry.
All right, Big V.
Love you, Big V.
Wait, who is the other guy that curses Buzz out all the time?
Chris and Pensauga.
Chris and Pensauga.
Oh,
your other good.
But then he backed down.
Yeah,
he did back.
Let's not go back down that road again.
Coward.
Who was yelling at you off the air, Buzz?
Yeah,
a caller's never called in before.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Was he yelling about me and Jack?
Partially, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it couldn't be you. You even like done it unless he was disappointed in your lack of Ike juice drops. Wasn't yelling at you.
215-592-9494. Aiden in Haynesport. You're on WIP. Aiden, where is Haynesport?
It's right next to Mount Laurel, just like 30 minutes outside of Philly.
Oh, okay. Yep.
I just want to say, everybody even here about saying how the Eagles should be scared of the Chiefs. I think that's insane. Patrick Mahomes should be terrified right now. We have a big, bad man named Jalen Carter who is coming for him. Everybody on that defense is going to make February 9th hell for the Chiefs. If I was Mahomes, I would be terrified. This is a game for the Eagles to win, and I can't see absolutely anything else coming out of this game.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes is terrified. If I'm going to be honest with you, he's not going to be. I don't think. I actually, you're talking about people being scared of the Chiefs. I actually don't feel that vibe. I think what fans here will have and what the Eagles will have is a healthy respect for who the Chiefs are and what they've done. And there's not a ton of teams in NFL history who have accomplished what they've accomplished with a coach and a quarterback who are going to the Hall of Fame. Patrick Mahomes is only 29 years old. It's actually insane to think about.
And now these dudes played at their 40. He got a whole another decade to play.
I think what everyone has is a healthy respect for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I think that's what everyone should have. But I don't think people are scared of the Chiefs. This particular Chiefs team, while they find a way every week, they haven't been dominant. They've just won almost every game, which is weird to say that they're, 17-2 this year and they haven't been dominant. But they haven't. They've just done exactly what they've needed to win. So I think. Thank you for the call, Aiden. I think everybody just respects the Chiefs, which is the right way to play it.
Two of the better scoring defenses as well.
Yep.
Might need to look at the under in this game.
It feels like a game played in the low 20s.
Yeah.
Which means it's going to be in the 30s.
What is it, 40.5, 41.5? I haven't looked into
total. I don't know what it is.
So Spike, if you were as nervous as you were for the Commanders, Are you waiting for next week for the Chiefs' nerves?
His nerves to pop in?
I can't, because I don't really sense. I actually sense more confidence from you today than I did on Friday. I know it's like a little spike AMA, but I'm
so the answer is yes, I am, because there's no Super Bowl to get to anymore. See, a lot of my nerves were not getting to the Super Bowl.
Sure,
you know, like that the run would end, but that doesn't exist anymore. The thing that I'm worried about...
We're definitely not in house money territory, though.
No.
Just glad to
they
be.
They got to win.
Oh, hell no. Ain't
they
no
got
house
win.
Money. No way.
But I have heard that, and I know we're different people, but I have heard that Marks was nervous all of 22 and then got to the Super Bowl and was confident and we lost. So
that sounds about right.
It does sound about right.
So if that is true, then shouldn't I just stay nervous? I'm just not nervous.
Well, I know. That's why I'm actually surprised.
That was the best performance of the Eagles season.
What?
It was the most complete performance of the Eagles season. So, and most of my nerves coming into Washington, remember, the game against Green Bay, not particularly impressive.
Uh-huh.
The game against the Rams, not particularly impressive. But coming off of this game, it's just different.
Well, it's funny, because a lot of people made the comp when they beat the Rams of the Falcons game in 17.
Yes.
And then immediately they blew out the Vikings.
Right.
Just like yesterday.
Which is similar. Yeah. Yeah, the nerves that you felt before. For the Washington game, I've never been as nervous as I was for that game.
Nice.
For a football game. But this, I don't feel it yet. Maybe it'll burn. I got 2 weeks.
I know.
Maybe it'll come.
Got to pace yourself.
49.5.
That's a big
over-under.
Oh, so it's going over then.
Yeah. Well, 2 years ago, 38-35? Is that what Super Bowl was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst defenses.
Yes, for sure. All right. 215-592-9494. Half hour left for you to get in the WIP afternoon show. We're going to the Super Bowl. the Brandon Graham Show, live from Chickie's here at 6. A lively Chickie's and Pete's, I would
lively.
Say.
Lively. It is a spirited Chickie's and
Pete's
today.
Spirited Chickie's and Pete's. And then the Players Lounge coming up at 7 with Ike and Hugh and Elliot and, of course, Cooper DeGene. Coop, this week's guest. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All righty. The FanDuel Kick of Destiny is back. And this time, it's every Manning for himself. Now, in the Super Bowl, this Super Bowl, two legends will take the field in a sudden death field goal showdown as Peyton versus Eli, live from New Orleans, one kick to claim the ultimate family bragging rights. Now, who will rise to the moment? Pick your winner now in the FanDuel app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you back the right brother, you'll earn a share of $10 million in bonus bets. It's the FanDuel Kick of Destiny 3. Make your free pick and don't forget to tune in to watch the showdown live during Super Bowl 59 pregame show on Fox at 3 p.m. Eastern. May the best Manning win. Download the app or head to FanDuel.com/Ike and bet with FanDuel, official partner of Super Bowl 59. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.